In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Lord, who sinned that this man is born blind?" And Jesus answered them, "Neither. This man is blind, neither because of his sin nor of his parents' sin. He is blind that the work of God might be manifest." The Blessed Theophylact points out that everything hinges on the meaning of the word "that." Was this man born blind for the reason that he sinned, or his parents? And Jesus says, that's not the reason. This man is blind that the work of God might be manifest in him. In the first case, it's a matter of something that has happened, and the consequences of sin are the blindness. Jesus doesn't want to respond to that. He wants to be active. He wants to do the work of God that he has been sent to do, as he says very shortly. It's a matter of whether or not this condition, this shortcoming in the man, as we all have shortcomings, is this shortcoming simply something that we are cursed with as a result of sin? Or is there another reason for the fact that we all have shortcomings? Maybe we're not self-sufficient. Maybe we're not created and born to be self-sufficient. Maybe there is something else that needs to happen. The blindness of the man leaves open the opportunity for God to do something. When it comes to his sight, he is not able to depend upon himself. Jesus Christ sees the blind man, and he takes this lack in the man as an opportunity, by way of this man's lack, to manifest the work of himself, the Christ who has been sent into the world. All of us have shortcomings. All of us have weaknesses. Mostly we try to hide them, and we try to show other people that we're okay and we can deal with it, that we can depend on ourselves. We try to fill up our weaknesses by building up our own way of dealing with them, building up our own strength. St. Paul had a shortcoming. He called it a thorn in his flesh. One way of understanding what St. Paul is telling the Corinthians in his second letter to them is that he sees a lack, a shortcoming in himself, a weakness that plagues him. Paul shows himself as a strong man, able to preach the faith, able to speak well, and deal with any situation. But there is something that is a lack in him. And he says that he has asked God to deal with this, and that God has responded, "My grace is sufficient for you. My divine energies are sufficient to deal with this thing that plagues you. My strength," the Lord says to Paul, "grows by weakness." In order for God to be strong with respect to this weakness, there has to be the humility of recognizing that without God we can do nothing. Every case of our weakness is an opportunity for God to fill that weakness with his strength and to work with him to make it possible for us to go out into the world and to take the accomplishment that God has made in us as a message to others, a revelation of how God can work in us to manifest his own strength in every way that we are weak. Our temptation is to try to depend on ourselves to deal with the things that plague us. We may even be inspired to take some weakness, some shortcoming, and build it into a strength ourselves, so that we are stronger than others, and better than others, and more successful than others, because of a feeling of not having been sufficient in the beginning. And then there is no room for God, because we have built our own strength. After placing the clay on the eyes of the man, Jesus tells him, go to the pool that is called by the name Sent, Siloam. Jesus has mentioned in the first part of these passages that we've read that he must do the work that he was sent to do. Oftentimes he'll say, the Father has sent me so that I can work in the world, and ultimately the work of the cross and the resurrection. And he also sometimes says, even as I have been sent, I send you. And he does that with this man whose eyes he is healing. He says, go now to the pool called Sent and wash your eyes. It's another reminder here on the last Sunday of Pascha of what is coming. We are on the way to Pentecost, baptism in the Holy Spirit, and the whole imagery of washing, cleansing, renewing, and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit and being sent forth to preach the gospel of this message that God will fulfill our humanity and save us from living a life without him in the world. The apostles will all be sent forth with that message. This man whose eyes are being healed is given a mission. His ability to see, his eyes will have a calling. The healing of his eyes will give him a calling. Those shortcomings that we had, that we humbly allow God to make into his way of dealing with us, working with us, to manifest himself, they are the place of a possible calling for us, not out of our strengths, but out of our weakness. God makes a calling by filling us up in a way that he could not have if we had already filled ourselves up in a worldly kind of self-reliant way. This man's sight will give him a calling. He goes to the pool. He washes his eyes. And later, when he's questioned by the Pharisees, where did this man come from? How do you know that he is of God? They have seen, they have assured themselves that this man was blind. They have spoken to his parents and have verified it. The question still remains in their minds, even though they have seen that this has been accomplished by the Christ, of where he comes from. Is he of God? And the man whose seeing, Blessed Theophylact says, is not just a physical seeing, but also a spiritual seeing, an ability to understand. He knows that this man is of God, and is incredulous that anyone could have seen and not known, that anyone could see and not understand. Theophylact says that the eye may be perfectly formed and there may be nothing physically wrong with it. But if the soul does not give the grace of God to the power of physical sight, we will be able to see, but we won't be able to understand what we see. We will look at the world, and all we will see is the world empty of the presence of God. We won't understand the meaning of anything. And consider that this man, whose calling is to be able to see and understand, only has this calling because he was born blind. That's how he received his calling. All of our efforts to accomplish self-sufficiency in the world by depending upon ourselves, by building ourselves up in the areas where we see that we are weak, exclude God's participation through our weakness. Like St. Paul, we want our weakness to be taken away so that we can be completely strong and whole. But God tells us, as he told St. Paul, my grace, my divine energies working in you are sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in your weakness. We can discover those places where God is most able to work through us by looking especially and particularly to our weaknesses, confessing them, recognizing them in humility, and giving God the opportunity to manifest himself in those areas where we are open to his revealing himself through our weakness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.